Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town, good to me. Oh, yeah. She give me money when I'm in need.
Contradicting social norms has always been a racy affair for celebrities. Catullus, the Roman poet producing compositions circa 50 BC, set himself aside from all other contemporary poets through his focus on the lighthearted and trivial in his work. He hones in on the pleasurable aspects of life, visits with high-class escorts, frivolous dinner parties, and an obsessive relationship with a girl named Lesbia. Traditionally, Roman manhood was defined through military service and how one could serve his state. Catullus makes no attempt to follow these values. He strays away from these mainstream social constructs, instead writing poetry about his personal love life with Lesbia and her love for a pet sparrow. The poem preceding this one details his love for his girlfriend Lesbia. He is governed by her love, obsessed. Catullus wrote about this woman with such depth in all manner of moods, choosing to write about a single lover profoundly and obsessively. In poem 2, he complains that she spends way too much time with her pet sparrow, and not enough time with her Catullus. In this light, he is self-deprecating, revealing to his audience that the girl he feels so strongly for fails to return the love, choosing instead to adore a pet bird. To put things into a broader scope, Catullus was heavily influenced by the Hellenistic period. Straying away from the classical epic poetry, he chose to portray the Hellenistic themes of expression, aestheticism, and beauty in his work. He focuses on the hedonistic aspects of life, choosing to leave out depictions of pain and other harsh affairs in his work. In poem 3, he uses an epitaph for Lesbia's dead bird to reflect his desire for the urbane, the pleasurable, the lighthearted, and the trivial. Jumping right into the poem, Catullus opens with the imperative mourn, suggesting to the reader that he has dedicated this poem as a cause for mourning. However, as the poem proceeds, it becomes clear that he will keep to his persona and use the poem to reflect his own urbanity instead of writing about a grave and serious affair. He calls upon the Venuses and Cupids, poetically making them a plurality, and of all the charming people available, to mourn for the dead sparrow. His word choice for charming is a key distinction to make here. Catullus illustrates his preference for the polite and friendly, preferring to acquaint himself with the more urbane individuals of society. The modern-day equivalent of his kind of crowd would look something like a scene set in New York City. The reader could imagine seeing Catullus lounging in a crowded Starbucks, sipping on a chai tea, with his group of intellectually vibrant friends chatting about which art movement they found to be more reflective of their own struggle in society. Later, he refers to it as honey sweet. It seems like Catullus is using the sparrow as a symbol of hedonism. Perhaps it represents all that is well, happy, and pleasurable, virtues that Catullus himself values highly. He uses the bird's journey to the underworld to poke fun at the seriousness of the Roman custom of death. He chooses to describe the shadows of Orcus as bad, and wishes it upon them that they serve a bad time dealing with the bird. Here, he uses a low diction to underscore the grave nature of the underworld. He emphasizes the theme of beauty, talking about how the shadows devour all beauty, including the girl's unbeautiful sparrow. The bird's worth appears to be in its attractiveness and ability to provide pleasure. He asserts that these values are distinctly important in life, yet keeps it playfully insincere to illustrate the silliness and being afflicted by grave somberness and the vanity of such an ordeal. With the poem consisting of hendecasyllables, I will now read the Latin.
Lugete. O, veneris cupidinesque, et quantum est hominum venustiorum, passer mortuus est meae puellae, passer deliciae meae puellae, quem plus illoculis suis amabat, nam militus erat, suam quae norat ipsam tam bene quam puella matrem, nec se sea gremio ilius moebat, sed circumsiliens modo uc modo illuc, ad solam dominam usque pipiabat, qui nunc it per iter tenebricosum illuc, unde negant redire quemquam, At vobis male sit, malae tenebre orchi, quae omnia bella devoratis, tam bellum mihi passerem abstulistis, o factum male, o miscele passer, tua nunc opera, meae puellae, flendo torgeduli rubent ocelli. Well, that was the Latin. Here is the English translation. Mourn, O Venuses and Cupids, and all the charming people too. The sparrow of my girl is dead. Sparrow, delight of my girl, whom she loved more than her own eyes. For it was honey sweet, and it knew her as well as the girl knows her mother. Nor did it ever leave her lap, but hopping around now here, now there, it chirped all the time to its mistress alone. It now goes through that shadowy journey, where they deny that anybody can come back. But to you may it be a struggle, bad shadows of Orcus, which devour all beautiful stuff. For you have taken such a beautiful sparrow from me. Oh, evil deed! Oh, wretched little sparrow! Thanks to your work, the swollen little eyes of my girl are red from crying.
She says loving early in the morning just for me. Oh, yeah. She says loving just for me. Oh, she loves me so tenderly. I got a woman